Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You've seen a little bit how a couple of hosts have started kind of like cleaning it up a little bit more than where they were previous.
I would lie to you if I say that I didn't think about what I'm wearing if I'm hosting.
You know what, dude? I did the same thing this morning. I can't believe I did it, but I did the same thing.
Really? So what I would used to do, like when I fill in on Saturdays during the college football season, if there's a football team that I really want to bet on, I promise you I have the sweatshirt, so I would wear it. If I'm like, hey, I love Eastern Michigan money line this week, I will wear the Eastern Michigan. It's just like a little subliminal, you know, like, hey, keep it, you know, maybe I can beat the bookie.
That's funny. It's also amazing you own that many sweatshirts and pullovers and all that kind of stuff to make it work, because I know you have some fun at a lot of different universities all over the place. So.
Well, Dan, when you're a single 24-year-old, you need a hobby somehow. So
it's a valid point.
And it's between that and the American Revolution documentary.
It's a How is that?
It's fantastic.
Is it excellent?
Yes.
I need to watch that.
I think I'm officially a 65-year-old man, but I'm okay with that.
Well, those Ken Burns docs are unbelievable. It's amazing
so cool.
How in-depth he gets on all of those different things and all the information, and you find yourself learning stuff. I always loved it between those docs and like history classes in general, because you see these people as like, God, what's the way to
like
put it?
Like mythical creatures.
Exactly. You see them in those ways. And then in those documentaries, or like when you go to Mount Vernon or you go to Monticello, you see them as like the people they are in between there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like kind of cool. Like I'll never forget, we were learning about and we will get back to the Browns shortly. I'll never forget we were learning about the expansion of the Moors into Europe, right? And how they were like taking over and all that kind of stuff at school. And I remember walking up to the teacher and going, why did they choose to build a stronghold in Barcelona? Because it's very far from where they came from. And the teacher looks at me and says, have you ever seen a picture of Barcelona? And I went, no. And he went, here. And it was the early days of Google where you could hear all the, you know, the dialing and all that kind of stuff. And he pulled up a picture of Barcelona and he went, that's why. Because if you're going to be stuck anywhere fighting a war, it may as well be somewhere that you could turn around and go, wow, that ocean's really pretty. I mean, damn, those rocks. That's fantastic. It's amazing how that stuff ends up working out. But yeah, like you see these people as people themselves. And I kind of wonder if, you know, especially with our sports stars and especially with our coaches, when it comes to wanting to move on from them and all that stuff, we forget that there's human beings involved behind that too. And we forget that these guys really are actually trying to do the best that they can. And that maybe success is being measured in a different way than how we're seeing it. And I kind of had one of those moments this week when Nick Costos joined Baskin and Phelps, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, always a good listener. He joins us on Thursdays. And it's always interesting when he says different things, because coming from a different perspective, that national perspective that you brought up a little bit earlier, he sees it from the gambling side, sees it from the national side. Joined us and had this to say when it came to the roster and Kevin Stefanski.
My sense is with the Browns loading up last year in the draft, right? To me, that's kind of a signal that they are building something collectively, right? To look past this year a little bit and look forward a little bit with Kevin Stefanski as the guy you want kind of coaching the next quarterback. So my sense is that Cleveland has done enough here, like coming down the stretch of the season, where I think that you'll probably see everybody come back next year. I would bring everybody back. Like, they smashed this last draft. Like, they killed it with this draft. And if you can get a quarterback that's an actual legitimate starter, I think they are not that far away from cooking with gas here if they can get the right quarterback.
Anthony Alant, the floor is yours.
Oh my God. What? They're not that far away? Look, I like Nick. I like when he comes on with Baskin and Phelps. I like his hits. I like his content. What else can I say glowingly about him? What? They're a quarterback away. They're like five offensive linemen, a wide receiver number one, and probably, I don't know, a fullback away from being a quarterback away. And also, what have they done over this down the stretch that he's talking about that they've like solidified their job? If anything, over the last 4 weeks, they've done everything to lend themselves to this is not working out. We need to change course here.
This is part, there are parts of what you were saying that I agree with. There are parts of what Nick is saying that I agree with, in that this rookie class has put this organization in a different position than where they were in April. I didn't think they'd hit a home run in this rookie class. This has been a home run. Like, this is, these are building blocks for the future. Well done, all the way around. I believe you are 100% right. They are going to need five offensive linemen.
Like,
I want Wyatt Teller to stay. I'd love to see them sign Wyatt Teller long term. He's a delight.
It doesn't seem like they want to want Wyatt Teller long term.
But you're right. They want to throw Tevin Jenkins out there, who I watched with the Bears, not, you know his left from his right, and run into all sorts of issues with the Chicago Bears. And yet they're giving him shots over it. I don't understand it. I know they're probably putting the full court press on Joel Bitonio to come back for one more year. Oh, the question I have is then, okay, so if you're going to put the full court press on to get Joel Bitonio back for one more year, what does that tell you about Zach Zinter? Does that also fall under the swing of the miss category? Can we just move him into that bucket and move on? Yes. Which I think might be our answer.
Also, can I say something real quick about this draft? Look, love Mason Graham. I love Carson Schwechter, Quinshon Judkins. So you went 3 for 3 off the rip there. That is fantastic. Those are 5 to 7 year starters. Those are the guys that you build your franchise around. I love it. I loved that tactic. For some reason, I don't know what happened at the end of Friday night into Saturday. They just went AWOL. Dylan Sampson cannot run. Like, you have not been able to use... Well, okay, you haven't been able to use him as this running back two that he was drafted to be. And then you drafted two quarterbacks in a draft where you're going to end up drafting another quarterback next year, and you didn't fill any holes on the offensive line. You didn't get a wide receiver. You didn't help your second...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit. Like, you did not... So this like grandiose draft class that's going to save everybody's job because it's this beautiful building blocks. You got three players. Fantastic. That's more than you could say for a lot of Browns drafts in the past. But after that, it is not great.
I like Dylan Sampson. I think you're going to see more Dylan Sampson as the rest of the season goes. He's starting to look like Tennessee Dylan Sampson again. Him taking that swing pass in the Oakland game. Oh, my God. How old am I? The Las Vegas game, him taking that swing pass there, had a couple nice runs against the Niners. I think you're going to see more of that as they go. All right. I think Dylan Sampson is a keeper. Ron Wolf, why do you draft a quarterback? Three reasons. Starter, backup, trade chip. Okay? That's the three things that happen when you draft a quarterback, right? Well, I guess four, because you could say they flop and you cut them, right? So if we walk in as, here's the other side of drafting quarterbacks too. Cheap. Mm-hmm. What do you need when you're paying a quarterback who's got an Achilles injury on your roster close to, I don't remember what the number is this year, but let's say close to $40 million. What do you need in between? I think it's like a $70 million cap hit. You need cheap, which is what rookie quarterbacks also give you because they're under those cheap contracts. So I'm fine with that in the regard of like, okay, I have to build depth in a quarterback room. Now, fifth round Shedeur Sanders felt like it was, you know, one of those where you start getting to that part of the draft, you're just taking swings of traits. And that's how I looked at the Shedeur Sanders thing. Was it was like, all right, he's a fifth round quarterback. He's here, you know. He's here. Let's take the swing. He's the highest rated on our board. Let's take the swing. And like, so that's why I can't hold against them a fifth round pick, because how many of those guys are popping to begin with? I can't hold against them a late third round pick, because how many of those guys are going to pop anyway? Not to mention cheap backup quarterback. Fantastic. You need that. So I understand what you're saying. I think this draft class remains a slam dunk, because the two guys you got, one was a fifth round pick that was just meant to be a swing. You know, hey, maybe there's something here. Maybe it pops. Maybe if it doesn't, oh, well, cheap labor. We move on. It's not going to kill us. Third round, same exact thing. Like, I feel good about this rookie class, and it's why I understand what Nick is saying there, saying you may have the guy in Stefanski to move this forward because you are actually seeing development. And you're seeing development through these guys. And Isaiah Bond has looked a little bit better of late after him being on the milk carton for a good chunk of the season.
There were cheap quarterbacks this year in Riley Leonard, Will Howard, and Kyle McCord, and all the other guys that were drafted in the sixth and seventh. He's on the practice squad.
Okay.
But like, the guy, you didn't need to spend a third round pick on him. I would have much rather you continue to build out your roster so that you don't have to rely on Isaiah Bond after his case got dropped to sign him. Like, you know what? I need I would much rather watch the development of a third round offensive lineman or wide receiver than a quarterback who we know can't play.
But we know this is. They saw a diminished or a depressed asset, I should say, in Isaiah Bond and the situation that he was in, and they pounced on it. And they saw that as an opportunity to get a high quality wide receiver in here who had the issues that he had in the offseason. Am I a little sick and tired of being very, very well hearsed in Texas law? Yeah. Yeah, I really am. I as a sports talk radio host, I should not feel like I could practice law in Texas. All right. I don't love it either. But they saw it and they went after it, and it's looked better now than it did in the beginning. And we'll see what the offense looks like with these guys. Hopefully all of them, everything is behind them, and hopefully we are not spending an offseason reading a police blotter and having to practice law in the state of Texas. I'm with you there, okay? But the guy is here now. He's under contract. He hasn't done anything since.
Well, and the issue isn't that you had to like wait for a guy. It was that you didn't find somebody. My issue with the draft class is like, I'm not asking for you to bat 1,000, which I know is kind of what it is sounding like, but I need some sort of strategy for it. And if your strategy for picks 1 through 3, all the way down to Quinshon Judkins, was we're going to build out the ancillary roster around a quarterback, then I need to take that same draft philosophy into the day 3 pick so that we can continue to build up a roster a little bit. Like Gage Larvidan's your kick returner.
Okay.
I would have loved that to be
a third
or fourth
round.
Well, it was
supposed to be DeAndre Carter, and he blew out his, you know, he has an injury right now. I shouldn't say it is blew out. That's very insensitive. He's fighting an injury right now that he is coming back from. Mm. So that kind of shot that plan in the foot. And a lot of teams don't have designated punt returners, kick returners, all that kind of stuff. Special teams has been an absolute train wreck. You're right. I wish someone else besides Gage Larvidan was out there. But I could kind of look at that and go, all right, that's just bad luck.
So real quick, do you agree with him that over these last couple of weeks, like down the stretch here, they've proven enough that they should get another year?
I want to see how the rest of it goes. I want to see what this looks like. I want to see if it looks better. I want to see if more points find their way around. I want to see if the quarterback develops a little bit more to where he's doing full field reads instead of half field. I want to see them be able to move the ball down the field and look like a coherent offense instead of this offense that frankly feels constipated.
It's just frustrating that we had to wait until they're 3-9 for that to happen. That's the case, and you know, against the Raiders and they end up losing the Jets game, but against the Jets and Dolphins, like we had to wait until the season was basically over for us to see any sort of quote unquote progress.
If this heads south. Farther south. Because trust me, even those people who are right now slamming their desks at work and going, oh my God, you think it can't get worse? Yes, it can. Trust, don't tempt them. They'll do it. Like, it can always get worse. I want to see what the rest of this looks like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.